بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كاف ها يا عين صاد ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك رب شقيا. صدق الله العظيم. In tonight's Taraweeh, we had completed the Surah Al-Kahf and we had read Surah Maryam and Surah Taha. In these surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about His might, His greatness, that everything is in His control. He displays His power, and that nothing can happen in this world without the will and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and things which are impossible, humanly impossible, things you and I will find extremely impossible to achieve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us His power, His might, that when He wishes for something to take place, it occurs. In Surah Maryam, Allah says that this is the story or mentioning of the mercy of Allah upon His servant Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. Now what is the story very briefly? Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam was very old. The Quran says, uses the word itiya, I have reached the pinnacle of old age. We say over 100 years old. So at that age, Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam had been making a silent dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had this desire of having a son. He had no children and he had other family members, and he was worried, he was concerned that if he has to pass on now, then who will care for the deen of and the iman of his family members? Now this was his concern. You and I will worry about financial position of our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and progeny who has not even come into this world. So we will worry about their financial investments. How many of us worry about the deen of our children and progeny? Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam was worried that he was the Nabi of Allah. If he has to pass away, there is nobody now to guide his family members. And therefore he desired to have a son. And this dua he would make very earnestly, very sincerely. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. Very silently he would make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama say that when a person makes a silent dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is more sincerity. And when we have hajat and needs, one is a dua we all make aloud, which is also very beneficial, ijtimai dua for the ummah. But there are times when we make an individual dua. And when he made this dua, he made it silently. And then he said in his dua, he puts forward his weakness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the etiquettes of dua, one of the adab of dua. We are begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is in His control. We require His assistance. And therefore it is imperative that we show our bandagi, our abdiyah to Allah. Therefore, in the hadith it is mentioned, Rasulullah says, الدعاء مخ العبادة. Dua is the essence of ibadat. We read salat now. We made ruku. We made sajda. We are prostrating before Allah. We are lowering ourselves before Allah. We are humbling ourselves before Allah. We are showing Allah we are weak, we are feeble. You are the master, we are your slaves. In dua, this is the same thing that's happening. Oh Allah, hum bahut kamzor hai. Ya Allah, hum zaeef hai. Hum nalayiq hai. Ya Allah, you are the master. So same thing. He said, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي. Wallah, my bones have become feeble. وَاشْتَعْلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. My hair has turned white and I am an old man. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا. Wallah, you have never let me down. Wallah, you have never made me unfortunate whenever I supplicated to you. Whenever I made dua, Allah, you granted me my dua. Now what is it? وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي I'm afraid, I'm worried and concerned about the heirs after me. وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا. You see, humility is impossible. Or something which is extraordinary. It doesn't happen normally. That my wife is barren, she cannot bear any children. She's an old woman. I myself, I'm so old. My bones have become old. I've got white hair. My wife is barren. فَهَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّا. Wallah, you bestow from your kindness, bestow me a child. يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ آلِ يَعْقُوبِ, who will become an heir of mine and the family and the progeny of Yaqub عليه الصلاة والسلام. وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّي رَضِيَّا. Wallah, make him be such that he is accepted and he is a pleasant person. People love him. Give him maqbooliyat. Ya Zakariya, inna nubashshiruka bighulam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers his dua. In other verses of the Quran, the details have been given, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are giving you glad tidings of a son. And Allah named the child already. Ismuhu Yahya. Zakariya, your son's name will be Yahya. Lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya. We have never given this name to anybody before him. Nobody had the name Yahya before. Yahya alayhi salatu salam, the son of Zakariya alayhi salam, the first person to be given the name Yahya. And Allah gave the name. So now, he was the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he asked, oh Allah, he made this request, Allah is granting him this desire. But ya Allah, my wife is barren. How is it possible for me to get a child? وَقَدْ بَلَغْتُ مِنَ الْكِبَرِ عِتِيَّ, when I've reached the pinnacle of old age. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ. Allah says, this is how it will happen. This is my might, my power, my strength. Allah is not dependent on any means. And Allah shows us in the Quran, in this story, that Allah gives Zakariya alayhi salatu salam, who is a married man, and although they are old, Allah bestows them a child, Yahya. So it's something we all become astonished with, that they are so old and they've got a child. But just after that, Allah talks about Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. Even more astonishing. That without a husband, she's got no husband. No man has touched her. She's absolutely pure and chaste. She has not committed anything wrong. No zina, no fornication. Without the means of a husband, Allah gives her Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as a child. And we carry on further. Allah talks about Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. No father, no mother. And Allah creates Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam? From the rib of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Now this is the might, this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talk about yaqeen. Having firm certitude, belief, conviction, faith, only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say only Allah does. If Allah wishes to use any means, He uses. If Allah wishes not to use any means, Allah will not use any means. And if Allah wishes to use against the means, the knife, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is slaughtering. Allah is telling the knife not to slaughter. The fire has the tendency to burn, and the function to burn. Allah tells the fire that you have the property of burning, but don't burn. قُلْ لَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. And this is the yaqeen that you and I need to have in our heart. It must be put right into the deep recesses of our heart that only Allah does and only Allah has the power. And our firm reliance, faith, tawakkul must only be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see these verses, these incidents are not there for nothing, for us to ponder. So Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam is blessed. Allah says, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ سَعِزٌ happen. قَالَ رَبُّكَ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنَ. Allah says, listen, it's absolutely easy for me. Allah reminds Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, who created you, Zakariya? وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ تَكُ شِيَا. You were nothing. I created you. I brought you into this world. So Zakariya alayhi salam says, قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلْ لِي آيَةً. Oh Allah, okay, you should give me a sign when my wife will conceive, so I know. Allah says, despite you having good health and you'll be normal at that time, but Allah says, it will happen that you will be unable to speak. قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ سَوِيَةً. For 3 consecutive nights, you will not be able to speak despite having the ability to speak and you will be in a good condition, a healthy condition, but for those 3 days you will not be able to speak. Now he was a Nabi, and he would command his people to praise Allah, glorify Allah, make ibadat of Allah. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قُوْمِهِ مِنَ الْمِحْرَابِ So he comes out of his chamber at the time when his wife conceives, and he comes فَأَوْحَىٰ إِلَيْهِمْ Now he indicates to his people, أَنْ سَبِّحُوا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيَهِ He is unable to speak. So he indicates to him, now you must make ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, morning and evening, whatever time it was. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings Yahya alayhi salatu salam into this world. And Allah ta'ala tells Yahya alayhi salatu salam to hold onto this Torah and to the scriptures with force. In other words, he must adhere and cling onto the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Yahya, khudhi al-kitaba bi-quwa. Wa atinahu al-hukma sabi. Allah says, we gave him wisdom even in his infant stage already. Allah gave him when he was a sabi, a child. Allah blessed him with wisdom. Wa hananan min ladunna wa zakah. And compassion from our side, Allah says, affection was zakah, and he was pure, wakana taqiyya. He was a pious, upright son. Wabarram bi walidayhi. He was obedient to his parents. Walam yakun jabbaran asiyya. He was not a tyrant. He was not disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentioned the birth, the miraculous birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs her, that you are going to get a child. Now, can you imagine? A woman who is so chaste, so pure, and now she has been informed that you are going to get pregnant and you're going to conceive a child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this whole story with Maryam alayhi salatu salam. She had a chamber, a room, and so she goes and she secludes herself to the eastern corner of this room. فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِن دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا And she places a curtain between her and the people, the rest of the family and her people. Some ulama have explained, Mufassirin say, that she took a bath or she wanted some seclusion. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا صَوِيًّا Allah sends Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, who appears in a human form before Maryam alayhi salatu salam. Suddenly she sees this man in front of her. A woman who is chaste, who has got taqwa. And this is the whole lesson of Ramadan. And this is the training period of Ramadan. And this is what we're all trying to achieve. That we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandment every second of our life. Whatever Allah has commanded us to do, we bring that into our life. Whatever Allah has forbade us and Allah has made haram upon us, what Allah has made forbidden upon us, we refrain from those things. So when she sees this man, a handsome man in front of her, qalat, إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. She was a woman. She was weaker than this man. And she thought that he has come here, he's appeared with some other motive. And she was afraid that now he is going to make her lose her chastity. She says, I seek the protection of Ar-Rahman from you. إن كنت تقيا. If you have any taqwa in you. If you have taqwa, you will immediately restrain yourself from me. قال إنما أنا رسول ربك. He says, I'm the messenger of your Allah. لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا To give you the glad tidings that you are going to get a child that is going to be absolutely pure, sinless. قَالَتْ أَنْتَ أَنْ يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامًا How will I get a child? وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ No human being has touched me. I'm not married. وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيًّا I'm not a loose woman. I'm not a prostitute. Allah says, كَذَلِكَ This is how it is going to happen. And Allah reminds her that this is very easy for Allah. Allah created us from nothing. So Allah to create any person without any means, it is absolutely possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, we're going to make this child a sign for the people, a blessing from our side. وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا And this was a decision, something that Allah had decreed. Allah ta'ala then gives the whole incident and how she fell pregnant then. And she went into a very further, a remote corner, away from the rest of the people. She was embarrassed. How is she going to give birth now? All alone. Ask any woman, or our mothers, or those sisters who are married, when they conceive a child, when they become pregnant, and the difficulty they endure, the pains. Men, you and I, we can never experience the labor pains our
wives and our mothers have experienced. Impossible. We don't know what the labor pain is all about. And at that time, when a woman is pregnant, she requires all the moral support, all the physical support. You'll find many times, you see, she's gone for 1 hour. And she's gone to her mother's house. Why? She's going to give birth. And she requires people to help her. She needs assistance. And she needs her mother. She needs her aunt or sister. Here, Maria Maria says, has got no person whatsoever. All alone. All alone. In a remote part of the village. And suddenly after, when the time has come, فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضِ, the labor pains now compel her towards a khajur tree, إِلَى جِذْعِ النَّخْلَى, to the trunk of a date palm. And now she's going through that pain, and now she's giving birth. And she says, how I wish I was not born. يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتُّ قَبْلَ هَذَا, I wish I was dead before experiencing this. I'm all alone. What was her concern? Not the pain that she's going through. She was worried. How is she going to bring this child into public and say that this is my child? And this child was born as a miracle. Who's going to believe her? وَكُنْتُ نَسْيَمْ مَنْسِيَهُ, so beautifully Allah has mentioned it. I wish I was a forgotten thing. And that forgotten thing was forgotten. In other words, I wish I was completely forgotten. Nobody even knew about me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine help comes. Allah has put her into this predicament. And Allah shows us His qudrat, His might, His power. فَنَادَاهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي. And Allah announces that do not grieve. Allah has made for you this beautiful stream that is running. So there's water for her, plentiful of water for her to drink. And Allah tells her, you see this tree, the branches of this khajur tree, all you're going to just shake it gently. وَهُزِّ إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ, what will happen? تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا, the rutab we have at iftar time, the very succulent and soft dates. Allah says, this fresh rutab will fall upon you. Ulama Mufassirin explained that Allah could have just sent the khajur platter in front of her and glass of water. No, but Allah says, there's a stream and all you need to do is just shake. So you're going to make some effort also. We also have to make some effort and we see Allah's divine nusrat coming, Allah's help coming. فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا, eat this khajur. It is good for you. For those women who fall pregnant, rutab is very, very beneficial. And drink water. And also they require some type of contentment, some serenity, some peace. So when they look at something, they must feel good. So let's just cool your eyes. Look at the river. Eat this khajur. And when you will give birth, the child, the beautiful child, you will become Anki Tandak, as we say. Will become the coolness of your eyes. So cool your eyes when looking at this beautiful child. And then now she's worried. What I'm going to tell my people, Allah says, all you do is you remain silent. And say you have taken a vow, and at that those days you should keep roza, when it was a vow, then they would not speak. That was the masla at that time, when they used to fast, they never used to speak. So she says, إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِرَحْمَانِ صَوْمًا, I have taken a vow to Allah that I can keep roza, so I cannot speak. فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّا, after she gives birth, she takes this child, and now she goes to her people. The very first thing when they see, يَا مَرْيَمُ لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيَّا, you have done such a terrible thing. You're a grave sinner. What a major crime you have done. يَا أُخْتَ هَارُونَ, O sister of Harun, ulama say, if it is referring to Harun alayhi salatu salam, Musa alayhi salam and Harun were brothers, if it is referring to Harun alayhi salatu salam, then she came from the same progeny. So Harun alayhi salam is from her lineage. Or, her brother was Harun, not Harun alayhi salatu salam, the Nabi. Her brother, her real brother was Harun, who was named after Harun alayhi salatu salam. So whatever it is, Ya Ukhta Harun, Ma kana abuki imra'asaw, وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيَّا, your parents were not unchaste. Your parents were good people. They were married. They did not commit zina. What have you done? فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ, she indicates to this child, Isa alayhi salam. قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ سَبِيَّا, They said, how, كيفن وكلم? How must we be able to speak? Or how can we speak to a child, a newly born child, child that's in the cradle, in the cot, 2-3 days old child, can we speak to a child? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us again His power, His qudrat. Allah makes Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam speak, Inni Abdullah. I am the servant of Allah. And not just that, Atani al-Kitab. Allah has given me the Kitab, Injil. Waja'alani Nabiya. Allah is making me His Nabi. Allah has made me His Nabi. Waja'alani Mubarak. And Allah has made me blessed, Mubarak. Full of blessings, Barakat. Mufassirin say, what is the meaning of Mubarak here? Allah has made me blessed. I command good and I prohibit evil. Amru bil Maruf, that I command people good and I stop people from evil. Aynama kuntu, wherever I am. Wa awsani bis salati wa zakati ma dumtu hayya. And Allah has commanded me with salat, zakat, as long as I'm alive. Wa barram bi walidati, and to be obedient to my mother, because obviously I had no father. So Allah has commanded me to be obedient to my mother. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. Allah has not made me a tyrant, a wretched person. Allah has made me a kind person, a righteous person. So like that we have seen in the story of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So in this surah and in surah Taha, where Allah Ta'ala spoke about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Fir'aun, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was born. And at that time Fir'aun was killing every male child that was born. Fir'aun had commanded his men to find those children and slaughter them. And Musa alayhi salam is born. And he's going to be a great Nabi of Allah. And now his mother is panicking. And Allah commands her to put this child into a little box and throw this box into the river. فَلْيُلْقِهِ الْيَمُّ بِالسَّاحِلِ. And Allah says, we will send, don't fear, don't have any grief. We will send this child back to you. And exactly like that, we know the entire incident, how this box with Musa alayhi salam goes right to the palace of Fir'aun, the enemy. And Allah says, يَأْخُذُهُ عَدُوُ لِي وَعَدُوُ لَكْ. Mine and your enemy, that is Fir'aun, he will be looking after you. Fir'aun had seen this child immediately. You see, a person who's a tyrant, bloodthirsty, he wants to kill. But then his wife, whom Allah had blessed with Iman, Asiya, later on, she said, no, we don't have a child. Perhaps this child will be of some benefit to us. So then he keeps Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in his palace.